Welcome to LiveLiving.org. I'm Etta Dale Hornsteiner, and today I will be talking with Lindsay Bueller on silence and solitude. Lindsay is an ordained Episcopal priest. She is the director of the Julian of Norwich Center, which is housed at St. Bede's Episcopal Church in Atlanta, Georgia. Lindsay, welcome.
Thank you.
Lindsay, as we approach the holiday season, to talk about silence and solitude seems like quite an unusual topic for this time of year. I mean, most of us don't want to be alone around this time. But Lindsay, what is silence and solitude to you?
Well, for me, silence and solitude is as necessary as breathing and eating and sleeping. It's time to rest in God, time to be still and feel God's presence, to hear the invitations of the Holy Spirit, the guidance and presence of Jesus, and to be refreshed and renewed and sustained.
That sounds so good, refreshed and sustained. Wonderful. So is silence and solitude then a necessary discipline for the follower of Christ then?
Well, for me, I understand it as not necessary in the sense that we have to do this for God to approve of us or love us or want to be with us. But I have found that it, for me, is necessary to have this kind of time to pray and be still and quiet. Just as an example, when I have a day that has a long list of things to do and a full complicated schedule, I find that there are times when I think, oh, I just do not have time for my silence today. I don't have time for my prayer. If I don't give myself the time as I move through the day, I become more and more anxious and frantic, and I'm more likely to snap at the people around me and fuss at everyone. But I find that if I allow myself to have my regular prayer time, my regular time to be still and silent, then during that time I feel God's presence, I feel the help to sift through the day and know how best to move through the long list. I can see during the silent time what actually can be done that day and what can wait and needs to wait for another day. So the silence and solitude is as necessary for me as eating well and exercising and getting a good night's sleep.
So you said earlier it's not something we have to do to feel that we need to get God's love if we do it. But because perhaps we are such busy, busy people, it's a time to take out in order to enjoy God's presence or to take time to just to feel it, to dwell on it?
Well, yes. If I don't take the time, then what happens for me is that I get confused and I think that I'm all by myself, that everything that needs to be done, all the responsibilities are just mine to do.
Mm-hmm.
And on my own, I don't have the energy and the wisdom to know how to handle everything. But when I take the time to be in the silence, then I remember that God is with me and with all of us all the time, every moment of every single day, wanting to carry the burdens with us and for us, wanting to guide us, wanting to give us all that we need through the day.
Wow, that is so beautiful that it reminds you. You said something very interesting, which almost seems like a paradox, because you said that the silence and the solitude reminds you that you're not alone. And that's something very profound, because sometimes we do think that we need to carry this, you know, whatever we're going through in life, that we have to take it or handle it all by ourselves, and so we begin to feel the burden of it. But it's great and good, like you said, to remember that, hey, God's here to help us.
Yes.
And to just think about that for a moment, that we have divine help in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
So that's wonderful. I love that.
Thank you.
So if I decide that I want to take some time, I'll carve out some time in my day to sit alone and be with God. I mean, I'm an extremely busy person, Lindsay, and I will tell you the truth. I have difficulty sitting still. Is it about sitting still? What do I do during this time?
Well, my experience is that it's prayer is different for each person. We're all put together differently by God. We're each created uniquely by God. So I think if we can realize that what our prayer time is, what that time of silence is all about, is being with our very dearest friend in the whole world, our most trusted, reliable, steadfast friend, then if we can think about what are ways that with my human friends, I know that I'm connected, I can see that I'm loved, what kinds of things do I tell my dearest friend, then to carry that same way of being into our prayer time. So for me, I like sitting still. That is something I do when my best friend comes over. That's, for me, helpful when I'm slowing down and being still with God. But I know some people who take walks with God and look at the day together, and that for them is a more helpful way to spend that still, quiet time.
Oh, okay. Okay, so it's not just limited to sitting still. You can actually, for example, take a walk in the woods or on a beach or something, and just take that time to be with him. Like you said, I love the analogy, a close friend. That's
yes.
So beautiful.
Yes. Well, and one of my professors from seminary would make a cup of coffee and go sit on her porch and picture that she and God were drinking coffee together and talking. So whatever makes the most sense for you in your life is good.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Wow, okay. Well, is there anything else that you wish to add to this interview? I mean, we're all very busy individuals, so to have this time, should it just be natural for us, or should we really plan it, like planning a holiday, you think, or planning a vacation?
Well, again, I think one of the greatest gifts is to realize that God gives us this time for us. It's just like that saying Jesus had of God making the Sabbath for us, not us for the Sabbath. So I think it's good to look at the flow of your life as it is, and then just notice, where are some moments when I can turn away from the computer and not pay attention to it? When are some times I can not answer my phone, not respond to that text, and to start slowly. 5 minutes would be great to start out with, and then just notice over time how you can let yourself have even more stillness and solitude.
Right, right. Beautiful. Especially with, that's very beautiful, especially with all the technology nowadays. Sometimes I feel so overwhelmed, and sometimes I go out to dinner and I see people still at the table texting, and you wonder, when will they stop? Or, you know, it's just pervasive. It's just taking over our lives. So I think this is extremely good information that you're giving us, Lindsay, especially, like I said, during this day and time where we're very overwhelmed with technology, and though it is good, we do need to know when to take a break and spend it with God. So I thank you so much for this interview, and
thank
God
you.
Bless you.
Thank you.